Right across River Latham Alley at 5R, Remedies Sports Saturday on a Saturday morning.
The sporting superstars of tomorrow on 5RM Sports Saturday. This is Young Guns.
Yeah, look forward to this segment week in, week out. Time to check in with the future sports stars of the region. Todd Charlton joins us again this morning. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going this morning?
Great, thanks, Todd. Another big week in junior sport, as always. Good to see you. And you've unearthed another young gun today.
Very much so, yes. We speak about young Kyton Rayner from the Wakery Hockey Club. Currently, 16 years of age, and he's actually just shifted to Adelaide to study. He's actually in year 11 at PAC. Just going through some of his achievements with the hockey. He represented the Riverland South Stars team in 2014 when they finished third. Also in 15 and 16, where they both won those carnivals in both that season, those seasons. In the Riverland hockey, he's won the under 12 best and fairest in 2015. Was runner up in the under 12s in 2016. 2017, he was actually the best and fairest in the under 15. And then the next year in the 2018 season, he was actually runner-up best and fairest for the Riverland. 2018, he was in the under-18 men's Riverland team of the year. And last season, once again, he was in the under-18 team of the year, but also made the senior men team of the year. Been involved in some premierships at the Wakery Hockey Club. 2015, he was runner-up in the under-12. The following year, 2016, he was involved in an under-12 premiership. 2017, he was the premiers in the under 15s, and then 2018-19, he was the runners up in the under 15s. 2019, in the under 18s, he was involved in a premiership again for Wakery, and Kyton scored the golden goal to win the premiership. And then last season, as we are aware, the Wakery Hockey Club won the A grade premiership, and Kyton scored two goals in that game. He's represented the Riverland in 2017 in the under 13. They were runners-up in the June long weekend zone of championships. He was also best on ground in those championships. In 2018 and 19, he was involved in the under-15 Crushers, which is a Ross and Riverland team. In 2018, they were runners-up, and in 2019, they actually won that event. More so, he's been involved in state stuff as well. So in 2015... he was in the state schools under 12s hockey team, which they played in Perth, where they finished fifth. Following year in 16, he was once again in the under 12s hockey team, went to Cairns, and they finished fourth. In 2016, he was in starting through the under 13 state team, and also in 2017, they finished seventh and fifth in those 2 years. 2018, he went up a grade, so he was involved in the under 15. Where they finished fifth, and then in 2019, once again in the under 15, he was a co-captain and they were placed in fourth position. The current season, he was selected to play in the under 18 state team in Launceston, but unfortunately, due to the COVID restrictions, that event was cancelled. So he obviously is going to have a couple more years in the under 18s. Currently, he's playing M1s for the Adelaide Hockey Club, also in the under 18 A's. He plays also for the PAC First 11 hockey side. Also comes back home to play for the Wakery. So he's played three senior men's games. Also played in an under-18 game for the Wakery Hockey Club as well. So probably one that we obviously had a lot of state selection dating back to 2015. Probably one we should have recognised possibly the last year or so, but it was great that I was able to get the information from Kyton's mother this week. And so once again, we recognise another hockey player that seems to be a long list of current juniors that are have represented the state from an early age and they're still getting those opportunities, and we look forward to the next couple of years that young Kyton, but also Riley Herbert and others will continue to make their mark not only in senior hockey up here but also in the Premier League in Adelaide, but also through the under 18 state team. So we look forward to the development of Kyton over the next couple of years, and hopefully some of these guys can go on to bigger honours when they get it to that age group after the under 18s.
Absolutely, and hockey very much alive and well in the Riverland. Now, during the week, Todd, it was a fun fact about hockey. It was left-handed day on Thursday, and there's no such thing as a left-handed hockey stick when it comes to field hockey.
That's right. So, very, very good pickup there, Lockie. But, it would be hard if you're left-handed, I suppose. No different to the old Mike Hussey, I suppose, when he was a right-hand batsman and he changed to being left-handed because he liked Alan Border. So, just shows it can be done, mate, but you just got to work at it, I suppose.
Yeah, you just got to, I guess, have your dominant hand at the top of the stick rather than the bottom. But anyway, unlike ice hockey, you can't use the back of the stick in field hockey. That's a free shot.
Yeah, that's right. A very good game to watch hockey too. Very quick.
Yeah. Absolutely, especially on the synthetic surfaces they have down at Glassy Park. It is very fast and very good to watch. Todd, we'll catch you again next week for Young Guns. As always, if you know a young sporting superstar in any sport, whether they're achieving stuff here or going on to a state or national stage, doesn't matter what sport it is, doesn't matter what age either, as long as they're, I guess, a junior, let us know. And as well, if you know of a young gun that's gone on to do some things since we mentioned them, get in contact.
Very much so, yeah. Well, I'm available at the shop here, or they can go straight to you, Lockie. So, look forward to see you, obviously, with some junior finals approaching. There's no doubt we'll have some more young guns and also some a lot of youngsters going off to tap stars of footy and netball in the next few weeks, I believe. So look forward to hearing how they perform, and then hopefully we can pluck a few more young guns to edge our way to that lucky number 300, which is only probably about 15 or 16 young guns away. So, very much so.
Looking forward to it. Todd, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lockie.